I think every good thing starts with like a passion and just, I just want to do this and see what happens next.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming to this interview today. I have the privilege of being here with Dr. Yawande. Thank you for coming, Yawande.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good. We've already started having a bit of a chat before we started recording. And I was just talking about, you know, what you've been able to do on social media as a dentist. Now, obviously, we've always kind of thought, you know, the typical view of a dentist is not that, you know, they'll be out there on social media. So how did it start for you, like the whole like doing things on social media and that sort of thing? Because you started it well before you even, you know, finished your degree.
Exactly. So I actually started my Instagram page when I was a dental student. So I was in my third year of dental school. And it wasn't something dental students were really doing. And I did feel a bit, you know, like, oh, should I do this? Because obviously as professionals, we have to sort of put ourselves out in a certain kind of way. And we have GDC standards that we have to follow. So I was well aware of, you know, what we can and cannot do on social media. So for example, putting patients, you know, like confidentiality, making sure you have consent before you do things. So I was aware of that, but I thought, you know what, let me do it anyway. I want to document my journey because I didn't have an easy time getting into dental school. I actually didn't get in the first time. So that was really, you know, it was a really pinnacle moment in my life because I was very much like, wow, I feel so happy to be where I am now. And that's where I started my YouTube channel, where I was helping people that were applying to dental school, because I knew how sort of difficult I had it and I didn't want anyone else to have to go through that. So it all started from that. So I had my YouTube channel where I was essentially just giving advice for applications, you know, help people get into dental school. And I just said, you know what, let me start an Instagram page. You know, I documented just every like stays in dental school. I really enjoyed my course and I just wanted to show that passion. And it just sort of snowballed from there. You know, I had like a elective where I went to Ghana to do some volunteering. So I thought, oh yeah, let me post some of that on Instagram. And that's how it just started to grow and grow. You know, I didn't even think I'd get 1,000 followers, let alone where I am now. Like, it's not even, you know, it's not about the followers at the end of the day. It's about what you want to put out to people. So yeah, that's how I started it, just literally as a student and just wanting to share my journey.
And that's quite incredible, because you're saying there, so it came out of you not getting into dental school the first time, and you kind of thought, I want to, you know, almost educate other people and speak to other people who might be going through the same thing. And that's not typical, because most people, once they've experienced a failure, they don't want to go out telling people about it. Like, what kind of gave you the confidence to do that?
You know what, I just feel like our struggles ultimately become our successes. You know, you might struggle through something, but then you don't realize at the time this is for a greater good. And at that time, I was thinking, why is this happening to me? But now I look back, I see the reason, because, you know, I feel like once you've experienced, well, it might not be for everyone, but once you've experienced something and you feel like you have something to give, I felt, what's the point of keeping this to myself? You know, in the generation we live in now, it's so easy to share information. And if you genuinely want to help others, why not? You know, I feel like a lot of people can be selfish with knowledge. I don't know why. But, you know, ultimately, I feel like when you start something with genuine intentions and genuinely wanting to help in some way, feel like you will reap the rewards at the end of the day. It might not be straight away. Like, you don't have to have some sort of financial gain or I want something out of this. I think every good thing starts with like a passion and just, I just want to do this and see what happens next.
Okay. And you make an important point there, because a lot of people have it out that, and a lot of people actually hesitate, especially even dentists, I think, because to start in social media and doing things on social media, because they kind of have this perception that people who are on social media are just out for themselves. They're out to, you know, get sponsorships, make loads of money and all of that kind of. What would you say about that?
I can see where you're coming from. Like social media, you have the good, the bad, the ugly. It's, you know, it's highlights of people's lives. And I can see that, you know, where people will be like, oh, this person's probably really obsessed with themselves. They just want to talk to a camera all day. And it can be easy just to prejudge someone. But, you know, it's just, that's where it's important to genuinely show the kind of person you are, because just because you are good at social media doesn't mean you're like some self-obsessed person. You know, some people's pages are, they have a specific niche that they tailor to. And some people, they have their pages. Some people are, they have their pages to market to dentists. Some people market to patients, which is majority. And some people just, I started off with students, you know? So it's just, everyone has a little niche, and you just have to find yours and what makes you stand out, basically.
It's for, that's really interesting, because I think a lot of us these days have a almost, like my wife calls it, a healthy distrust of people, in a sense that, because there is a very thin line, I think, between that, especially with social media, there's a very thin line between I genuinely want to help people, or I just want to make loads of money and make my name, you know, known out there, you know. And and the thing is that I think it always comes through. You know, even like when I've watched your videos, when I've seen you, it's never been a come look at me. There's always been something of value in it. It's almost like you watch it and you're like, oh, wow, she overcame this. Oh, wow, this is how to do this. Oh, wow. Do you know what I mean? You could see when people genuinely want to add value, or they just want to talk about themselves. And, you know, I'll definitely...
Yeah, adding value. I think that you hit the nail on the head. It's so important that whatever you do, you're adding some kind of value, you know. And with posts, well, this is like social media now, whenever I make a post, I either think, okay, what do I want to get out of this post? Am I adding value to people, or am I showing something that I'm proud of? So a lot of my posts is either, oh, I want to make this post to advise others, or I'm proud of this, I want to share it, you know. And I think a lot of people, especially younger dentists, they feel like they don't want to seem like they're bragging, or, you know, like just being big-headed. But at the end of the day, you know, you have done something good, share it, you know. And it's not like because you need that social approval and you want a pat on the back, but it's nice, you know. I feel like social media, as much as it gets a negative stigma, there's a good community on there, and it can, even if something is not so great, you can learn from it. And that's why sometimes I will post, I rarely post teeth on my page, but I'm starting to a bit more now, because you have to get through that initial hesitancy. Oh, this might not, because you see so many perfect things on social media. And I think this is the problem. It's so saturated with, you can be a dentist that's just started out, and then you can scroll on social media and see some work of a dentist that's like 20 years qualified, and automatically you're like, oh my gosh, my work is not like that, why should I even post? And that's the problem, because if you think, why should I even post, you'll never do it, because you're comparing yourself to someone that's 20 years ahead of you, and it's not possible to be like that yet. And that's what you have to remind yourself, you know. You have to get through that initial fear of posting.
And with that as well, the question that I would have with that is, one of the biggest fears that I find people have is, what are people gonna say? What if they don't like it? What, how did you deal with that?
Good question. You know, in dental school, when I did start my page, a lot of people, like, they didn't say to me, but I could tell they were thinking, what is this girl on? Like, what is she doing? And I could sort of feel it. Like, when I'd put stuff on, I'm like, oh my God, like, they're probably thinking, like, I'm crazy. Like, they're probably really judging right now. But I think you just have to think, okay, this makes sense to me. I'm not doing anything to offend anyone. I'm happy doing what I'm doing. And I like it. I enjoy it. I think that's the key bit. You need to be happy with what you're putting out, and if people don't like it, that's, you know, that's fine. Some people are not going to like everything you do, and I think constantly searching for that approval can be really, like, it can be, you know, you're not going to get far with that if you're always looking for other people's approval, because not everyone, I'm sure there's things that people don't like. My page even got, you know, it got disabled for some time. I don't know what happened, but I think maybe, I don't know if someone reported it, but, you know, for some time I was thinking, wow, this is crazy. Like, it's crazy. So there might be people that don't like your stuff, and, you know, but you just have to get past that.
And I like the kind of angle that you brought there, because a lot of the times when I ask this question, and I actually say to people a lot as well, is people probably won't even do anything or people won't even say anything. But I like the fact that you kind of said the fact that you kind of, you know, like people were probably thinking things. So I think it's one thing to think, oh, people probably won't do anything. But it's another thing to go into it knowing that people will probably think things. People will probably say things. People will probably even do things. And you've experienced that before. But you see, like, well, I want to help. What I want to do here is more important. You know, I really want to help people anyway. So I'm just going to go out and do it.
And that's the one thing I say, don't be afraid to go against the grain. Like, I feel a lot of people do things because, you know, other people are doing it. Now it's a trend to start a social media page. I'll tell you that. Everyone's doing it. But before, you know, if you started on it, everyone would be like, what are you doing? You know, calm down. So it's, especially as a young dentist, I think it's more accepted when you've got like loads of cases and, you know, but as a young dentist, it's like, oh, this is really daunting. But a lot of people are starting to do it now. And, you know, if I, you know, I've had people tell me, because of you starting your page, you've given me the confidence to start one. And I feel that's really good, because, you know, sometimes you just have to see someone else do it and then you get confidence to do it. I mean, it's not for everyone. I mean, not every dentist has it, unfortunately. Like, they don't. I mean, you can grow into it, you can. It's hard, you know, to speak in front of a camera. It is, especially if you've never done it before. But it's just, it takes practice, and, you know, it depends on your personality. You know, I feel like most dentists are people, like, you apply to dentistry because you like people, you know. But I know everybody isn't as sort of confident on camera, and it's understandable because it is quite daunting, you know, but you just eventually you get used to it.
I loved what you said there. You said people, dentists, you go into dentistry because you love people. And I find that sometimes I'm like, some dentists, I think, do you think that's true for all dentists? Because I think some dentists go into dentistry because of teeth, not people. Because of you see the way some people treat people, you're like, do you care more about the teeth? What do you think about that?
You know what? And that's one thing, one of the dentists that I speak to, Dr. Mida, he told me, like, this is a well-known thing. People say, you care about the teeth, but don't forget that there's a person attached to those teeth. You know, you can do the best filling in the world, like spend like 10 hours on that and, you know, perfect anatomy, fantastic. But if you made the patient feel like, you know, like not good, you know, then they're not going to care about how nice the filling is. So I think a lot of dentistry is about, you know, it's basically like bedside manner, hospitality, you know, it's very much how you make people feel. And I'm sure a lot of people would leave the dentist saying, it's not about the actual filling. It's about, I didn't feel very good, or, this dentist was this, you know. And that's the main thing. It's about how you make people feel at the end of the appointment. I mean, obviously you do good work. That goes without saying, do crappy work. Like, you know, that's not good, but it's just marrying both of them up. And yeah, there are some dentists that are really hardcore, like clinical, amazing, but you can't just be that. I feel like it's, you know, it's, I mean, there are, you know, there's amazing specialists, you know, that's, I think it's, there's a route for everyone. Some people go down the hospital route because they know they want to specialize. They don't really want to have to be in practice all the time. They want to just do their thing and be a specialist and be fine. But it's all depends on the person, and, you know, not all dentists are the same.
No, that's, you know, that's incredibly important. And it's good that obviously for you, even starting out, you have that thing of where it's all about the people. Because I obviously talk to a lot of dentists about marketing and that sort of thing. And the one thing I can, if they was the secret sauce to it all, which is not an easy route, is you just have to love the people. You have to serve the people. You have to look at, what do these people actually need? What do they go through on a day to day? You're fixing more than just their teeth. And if you I think that's what separates people, where you know, and clearly, you know, with what you've done already, the service you've offered to people, those are skills that you're probably going to use more in dentistry, which is going to take you even further than where you already are.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, one thing I love is like people, I came across this quote by Ali Abdul, who said, putting yourself out there, it's like a serendipity vehicle. So having like a YouTube channel, having an Instagram page, it's like allowing things good to happen to you without you expecting it, because you're putting yourself out there. You know, mm-hmm. how is anybody ever going to find you if you're not, you have, these days you have to be online. It's one of those mm-hmm. things, the whole world is online. These, you know, we had a whole lockdown where people relied on being online. So people have to find you some way. And, you know, I've had a lot of opportunities and, you know, people reaching out to me because I just put myself out there. And I'm really glad that I did that, you know. So you just have to be sort of proactive about it and really think about what is it I'm trying to get across. What makes me unique, you know, what makes my practice, I know I don't have a practice and all of that, but if you are a practice owner, what makes my practice unique, what is my selling point? You know, there are practices on social media killing it, and you just have to think, what can I do that makes me stand apart?
Yeah, incredible, that's really good. And one thing obviously that you've clearly done incredibly well is obviously you've grown on social media. But then when you started out, you had a specific audience that you were speaking to. So I'm assuming when you went on YouTube, you're not just trying to speak to everyone, you know, and you had a, talk me through that. How did you kind of really get to know your specific audience that you were speaking to and really like cater to them specifically?
You know what it is? It's because I was my audience. I was my target audience. So I knew exactly how they were feeling. You know, like I knew how it felt to apply twice, get rejected, go through interviews, you know, personal statements. So that was so easy because I just spoke to them as if it was my younger self. And then I have videos where I talk to people, well, I towards patients, where it's like how to brush your teeth properly, you know, how to, you know, I'm planning to do all hygiene ones, top 10 mistakes when you make when you're brushing your teeth. So stuff like that, that's education. So it's like things, I'm passionate about helping people get into dental school, and I'm passionate about obviously my profession and teaching people things that they might not have known about their teeth. And it's just marrying up the two. So that's yeah, that's how I've done it. And I'm not saying for one second that I'm an expert and I'm a know-it-all at everything. I'm still learning, you know, I'm still learning. But I'm happy to be like a guide to people.
Yeah, and the thing is that you've done it really well, because obviously people, especially for you, once you start to get a bit more popularity, I think sometimes it could be this kind of thing where you could get to a point where you're like almost like, oh, I know everything now, I could be the guru of everything, you know. But it's almost like you've stuck to your target audience, and you've stuck to really serving your target audience. And I think that's where a lot of people miss the boat, where they want to speak to everyone, you know, instead of really sticking to a specific, because unless you really narrow down to like, this is my group, this is exactly what they're going through, it's hard to really get through to people, you know. And even with that, so content's another thing that people really struggle with. So how do you plan your content? How do you kind of think, this is what I'm going to post? Where do you find it and that sort of thing?
I'm probably not the best person with that, because I just said, oh, I feel like doing this, I'm going to post this. But I try and post, like, because I have a columns, because I have columns, it makes it easier to post, because I know, oh, this column is going to be a YouTube video, or like this kind of format. I mean, this column is going to be about like how I'm feeling, my life. This column, I might post some teeth one day, you know. So because I already have like a set sort of like feed and how I'm going to do things, it makes it so much easier to post. So if some weeks have gone by and I'm just like, oh, I should probably, you know, keep up with it, it gets hard, you know. I'm not saying everybody has to have like a feed and columns, because it can get hard to sort of get on top of it, especially if you're not feeling posting that column today. But I think naturally it just comes, and I always have stuff that I want to share, whether it's a YouTube video, how I'm feeling, or things that have happened, and education and guidance for other students. So it all goes back to what you have to give and what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. You know, some dentists, they do like dentistry, they also do facial aesthetics. Mm. And then they have like, you know, they're good at reels or TikToks. You know, for example, Dr. Shard, she's really good at TikTok. So she has like a TikTok column. And then you have other people, you know, that have like they do their aesthetics, you know, so they mix it up, and you should go on someone's page and you just know what they're about, because it's there and it's clear.
Yeah, and also that brings me to then, where do you get your inspiration from of how to, you know, do the things that you do?
You know, the inspiration comes from, you know, I feel like everyone around me, and obviously Instagram as well. You go through people's pages. Obviously, you don't copy people, but you can take inspiration from everything and just make it you, you know. And I think a lot of things, effort goes into designing as well. You know, people don't see that part. You can't just make, I try and make things on my page uniform. Like, I'm not just trying to put random stuff out. Like, I think it's really crazy, because before, like, I recently made a post, the post underneath it had a gray background, you know. So I went on Canva, I sort of edited the background, and then I added it on just to make it all uniform. You know, you don't have to be that pedantic, but it does say a lot when people go on your page, and they people might not notice that, oh, she had a grey background there, now she's got another one. People might not know, it might just be you, but especially if you're trying to sell something that's not sell, but you're marketing like aesthetics or cosmetic, whatever field you're in. But if your page isn't that, then it's kind of like, oh, okay. You know, so it's like, it does say a lot about like you as a person from your Instagram. I think, you know, it might not be for everyone, but I do like to make it kind of tie in together.
And have you had help with your social media, or have you all done it all by yourself so far?
For myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, it's gonna sound absurd, but my social media is like my baby. Like, it's kind of crazy to trust someone else with you. It's like your page. So to have someone else, you know, this is kind of your job, so I'm not trying to say your job.
No.
But it's like, you know, I just feel like a lot, it's like authentic to me. I mean, and some people, you know, they, you know, you might need help with that, and that's fine to have help. But I feel like a lot of things I put, it's only I get what I want to say. Like, I know how it's going to sound, and I don't want it to come out a certain way. And, you know, it's just, yeah, I just, you know yourself better than anyone else does.
Yeah. No, I think that is a huge point. Because even when I'm working with people, what I always say to people, I'd rather they create the content. They might just need help maybe with organizing it, you know, editing here and there and stuff like that. But it's always better if it's they actually create their own content, because I've seen Instagram pages where it's just full of stock pictures. And I always say to people, like, I don't advise it anyway. And even for everyone that I work with, I never use, even when we're doing, you know, adverts on Instagram and Facebook or whatever, I always say to people, like, I just don't want to use stock pictures. I'd rather take a picture of you. It's more authentic, because it's something when, you know, when it's, and if people can see that consistent face, and, you know, even if you don't want to show your face, you know, it could be.
Some people don't show their faces. They just show their work. Exactly. And that's why I say it depends on the dentist you want, kind of dentist you're trying to be.
Yeah.
A patient's dentist or a dentist. It's kind of like, you know, some dentists that just post, you literally go on their page and it's teeth, and that's fine, you know, and that's what they want to do, but it's fine. And but some people have a good mix of both, where it's like, I've got the teeth, but I've got my life as well, you know, so it's finding the balance.
Yeah, exactly. Because even if you're going to use it to get more like leads or patients or whatever, people buy from people, you know, it's that kind of thing. Yes, we know that you're good, but what are you like as a person, you know, and that sort of thing. And that always helps. And again, it doesn't have to come across in videos. You could do little quotes. You could, there's many different ways to express yourself than just, you know, your work, or than just being on video or being on camera. Or and a lot of people have a lot of stuff, that you've clearly got a lot of stuff that you have to give people, and you've done it incredibly well, even before you're well into your years of dentistry. I can only imagine, if I look at, you know, what you're going to be doing in 10 years time.
Oh, fingers crossed. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, thank you. No,
But yeah, just to finalize it, just even looking at time, I always ask people this, but what would you say is the impact that you're really trying to make, whether it's as a dentist, as a person? What would you say?
I think I'm just trying to pave the way, you know, for people that might have sort of had a difficult time getting into dental school, people like myself, representation, stuff like that. You know, I think those are things that are really important to me. and obviously being the best dentist I can be, helping patients, you know, with their confidence, with their smiles, and just, I guess, being, you know, I feel like I just want to have that impact. Not only was I a good dentist, this is at the end of the day, if I lived my years, what people would say about me, not only was she a good dentist, but she genuinely cared. And I wanted to just be that person that actually cared. That's what I want to do. Like,
incredible. And I just want to really just say appreciate you, because for the impact that you are actually making, that impact that you're talking about, because people are seeing your work and you're representing, you know, you're representing many, many different angles of people, whether it's young dentists, young people of color, women, you know, all of these
all in one.
Exactly. You're really representing, and you know, and that's absolutely amazing. I always love to see that, because I always think, for me, it's all in my head, it's always like impact. You know, you're going, you know, whether you're fixing people's teeth, really what you're doing is you're kind of helping towards fixing their confidence, you know, allowing them to go out into the world and do something amazing. So Sorry, go on.
No, as I said, it's all about impact, you know, I just feel like, you know, you just have to do things regardless of how you feel. Like, I feel like a lot of successful people, they just do things. And I feel like one thing that intelligent people have, people that, especially dentists, they rationalize things a lot, and they already plan the end. Like, okay, this is going to happen. And we think about all the things that could go wrong, you know, whereas people that are brave and bold, the secret to life, the secret to getting anything you want in life, this is a TED talk that I watched, the secret to getting anything in life is by being bold and just doing it. Because if you think about all the things that could go wrong, you're never going to do it. And what bold people do, they think of things that could go right. And that's a problem with people that are quite intelligent. They just think of, this could happen. Oh, this is going to work. Oh, this, ABC. But not everything's going to make sense. You know, you can't rationalize every single thing. And that's, as dentists, I think that's something we kind of need to sort of get over a bit.
It's absolutely been incredible. Like, you know, your wisdom at such a young age. Yeah, I'm really, really excited for what you're going to do. Really, really excited. So where can people find you?
So obviously my Instagram, dr.uandedental, and my YouTube, which is uandedental. And those are the two main places.
Amazing. Thank you very much for doing this with me, Uande.
No problem. Thank you for having me.